You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are the Broadway Husbands. We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on.
Take a screenshot and tag us.
Instagram.
At Broadway Husbands. I know some of you guys, we get some really sweet messages and comments from people listening. And so we're so grateful that you are listening to our podcast. It would help us so much if you would write a review if you haven't done that yet. And also when you listen, like, let us know on Instagram what you like.
Yeah, what you like, what you'd
what
like
you want to
hear
more
of.
We really want to connect with you. So make sure you take a moment to do that with us. And also check out Broadway Life Apparel if you want to help support us during this time. We're excited. I'm excited because we got new designs coming out November 1st.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to, we're kind of revamping Broadway Life Apparel. And if you haven't checked out BroadwayLifeApparel.com, check it out. Because there's some cute stuff coming.
Yeah, there's already cute stuff, and then it's just gonna get cuter.
And there'll probably be some holiday sales. We're working on that too. So if you want to get some nice Christmas presents and support us at the same time, that would be so appreciated. All right, here we are. We are
on day 4,391 of the quarantine, of the shutdown. No, I'm just kidding. It feels like that.
It does. I mean, it's been kind of a weird time. I imagine if you're listening, you're probably noticing this too. Maybe it's because of the election or people going back to school. There's this weird thing of like returning back to normal but without things being normal in any way.
Right.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, everything feels just a little strange. It's interesting because I am really grateful that I feel like we've been taken care of and that, you know, we've been able to survive and thrive somewhat. But then I have moments where I feel like I'm living you know, somebody else's life, sort of, you know, because everything's just so different from what it was in March.
Yeah.
I mean, the change is huge. So I guess that's what it is. It's like change is uncomfortable. So I have moments where I'm just like, oh God, is this real?
Yeah.
And is this really happening?
And our industry just doesn't seem to be like pulling it together the way, and like even our unions, SAG and Equity, are fighting each other, and so like, and there's this election happening, so everything just feels very like up in the air. Nothing feels solid, like on the ground,
but we feel solid. I mean,
yeah,
I think everything feels okay in our lives for the most part, except my feelings. I mean,
yeah,
my feelings are all over the place.
I mean, we take it one day at a time, and it's still an adventure, and we're having fun creating content and connecting with people. And it's kind of cool being in Texas because we have this like little small network of people that we know who've known a long time.
Yeah, and it's been,
from New York.
Really close friends. Yeah,
that good. we're getting to like connect with that we haven't really connected with. And like Jen Kahn from Scenery Bags. If you have check out Scenery Bags, but her and her family, we've been spending time with them, and and we have like a little bubble of
people
that are that we trust. With the virus and stuff, so that's been good.
It has been good.
And,
yes.
And you're teaching like crazy.
Teaching like crazy.
I'm coaching like crazy.
Yes. Yes.
So it's all good.
It is all good. It's just, you know, we're human. I'm human, and then so then I have emotions and feelings, and you know how that goes.
We have to limit and. Our social media a little bit more, I think. And I think we also need to not turn the news on as much as we do.
Like yeah, but I think we'll be able to do that once
the election's
maybe over. The election's over. Maybe I'll feel more inclined not to pay attention a little
bit. So we thought actually it would be really interesting to talk to you guys about our skincare routine, because we actually get comments on the I've noticed that when people comment quite often, like, what do you use? How do you do your skincare? Because
I feel like you get that question more than I do.
Really?
I could be wrong, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. People,
you have great skin.
People like always want to guess our age.
Oh, okay.
And they want to know like what we do. So we thought, well, why don't we just do an episode about it, and we can tell you the products we use and what we've done. Like, I've always been a little bit obsessed with skincare products because. I mean, that's probably why.
Just kidding.
But I remember as a kid, like even when I was young, I would look at the magazine photos of the male models, and I'd be like, they have wrinkles on their forehead, and I would try to like press my skin to like
oh really
myself wrinkles
oh,
so I could look like the guys on GQ. And my mom would be like, "What are you doing?"
That's hilarious. Oh
and
my
I'd
god,
be, like, trying to like press
that's so
it.
Funny. Really?
She'd be like, "Stop! You don't need wrinkles.
You don't want wrinkles." Well, so when I was a kid, well, not a kid, but when I was a teenager, in the beginning, I had terrible skin. I had really bad acne late in my teens, like 17 through 20. I feel like I didn't go through puberty until like really late. But anyway, so I had really terrible skin, and I actually went on Accutane as a teenager.
If people don't know what Accutane is, what is it?
It's a prescription drug to help clear your skin up. And it's very harsh. It's a harsh medication. You know, like on the tablets or the tablets they give you when you pop them out, there's like a big X, like, you know, you shouldn't be taking this if you're pregnant, and you shouldn't be, you know, it's an extreme medication, and you'd have to get your blood work taken. And so, but it worked. And I was like desperate for help with my skin, because it was just, you know, it's a hard time in life at that moment. And when you're not looking and feeling your best, you just feel not good about yourself. And especially being a dancer and on stage all the time, and I was always wearing makeup to perform, my skin was just a mess. So it really helped it. So that was kind of like the beginning, my beginning journey with skincare.
Yeah, so when I was doing Beauty and the Beast, because I guess because it was such a hit show, we had to do some makeup and, oh no, it was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We had to do makeup, and because it was a new Broadway show, they had some deal with Kiehl's. Mm. And so we would get free Kiehl's products.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Because we had to, like, that was like a perk of being on Broadway in some of these shows. Yeah. Not all of them.
Not all of them, but yeah.
But I remember I was like, ooh, Kiehl's. I kind of like fell in love with Kiehl's during that. But it was during Beauty and the Beast, I had to wear makeup, and I would get a facial like once a week, and I made that part of my expense. Because the makeup we had to wear would clog my pores, and so it was like a work expense.
Did it really?
I love
you're
getting
addicted.
A facial. But the Kiehl's products for me, especially then, I feel like Kiehl's isn't as amazing as it was. What do you think?
I kind of agree. I mean, it's like a different, I feel like it's,
they were like bought by like L'Oreal or something.
Yeah, it's
they,
not as strong or, yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a little different now. It is for sure. I feel like the first time I ever tried it was like through friends. Some friends of mine had it and I was using the moisturizer. I always like moisturize. Definitely, that was like something I always did.
Yeah, I mean, I was using astringent because the astringent would dry up my acne if I had it. Mm-hmm. But I can't use anything that has like salicylic acid. The salicylic acid would makes me break out. So I only use with Kiehl's, and we'll actually put this in the description, the show notes, but I use like the right now what we really like is the men's, what is it called? The Facial Fuel.
The moisturizer? No,
face like, wash.
Well, yeah, that face wash, yes.
It's a Facial Fuel. It's men's Facial Fuel. So it actually is like infused with caffeine or something. It's supposed to wake up your pores or wake up your skin. So really like Facial Fuel face wash. So what I use is a face wash and we use a scrub. I use a scrub like once a week.
Yeah. I use the scrub.
You probably. Use it a lot more.
I don't use it a lot more. I've definitely gotten better with it, but I used to use it all the time. Not all the time, but more often than not because I just like the way it felt. And then we have like just a regular face wash that's Kiehl's. And then there's also this other Kiehl's Age Defier Cream Moisturizer that I absolutely love. It comes in a black little bottle.
There's also a serum. So this is what I like about Kiehl's is like they really have a great system where it's like you face wash, you either use a toner or like a serum, and then you moisturize on top of that.
Yeah.
And now once I hit 40, I started using eye cream.
I used to use eye cream back in the day too.
I really love the they have this thing called Powerful Strength Line Reducing Concentrate. That's I really, really like that. You know, a lot of the stuff you have to use repetitively and is that regularly in order to see results.
Yeah.
But you know, we really kind of created this system. It's like I wash, I use a serum, I use an eye cream and a moisturizer on top of that. But, so Kiehl's really has, like, to me, the best system and product. I know a lot of people use other stuff, but I find Kiehl's is worth the investment, and it lasts a long time, usually.
Yeah, it does last a long time. I'm trying to remember, what is the product that there's a lot of infomercials, and there's, like, a face wash, a toner, and a cleanser?
Oh, yeah, what is that called? Where people use it for...
I can't think of what it's called. I feel like I used to use that back in the day. And that worked really well.
Yeah.
I can't think, what is it called?
I can't think either.
It's on TV all the time.
I can't think of it.
Oh my God, that's terrible. What is it called? Shoot.
Know. But so that's our like skincare routine.
Yeah, it's mostly Kiehl's. And a lot of times I like to use toner too, but like we actually don't have any toner right now. But I love toner. It's like my most favorite thing.
But I also started using this product from Hims. It is, basically, it's Retin-A.
Yeah, it is.
It's just their, like, generic Retin-A. But Retin-A, you have to have a prescription for. So with Hims, I can do a prescription online, and then they deliver the Retin-A. And I found, again, you have to use it over and over again in order to see results. But when I do use it over and over again, I feel like my skin is, like, super smooth.
It is, yeah.
The color is, like, really even. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to get back into that now that we're like in a more settled place, I can actually get back into using that. But we'd always talked about going even further with our skincare, you know, but we never really wanted to spend the money. And I think Stephen was always making like a little nervous that if he did anything surgical, that he was going to look like, I don't know, Madonna.
God.
But when we were in Charleston, we became friends with a couple like influencers in South Carolina, and they had connections to this skincare place. Mm-hmm. So we went and we tried Botox for the first time.
Yeah.
And Stephen was very nervous.
I was freaked out. I just didn't. It's interesting. Like, I didn't want, it's like I wanted certain lines on my face to kind of be less, but then I also was like afraid that if they weren't there, then I would just not look like myself. So that was kind of weird, but so I just got a little bit and it worked out well and I really liked it and it wasn't too extreme. And it also, it goes away. It doesn't, it's not permanent, which is nice about it. So that if you get it and you're like, oh God, I don't really like it. But that's not the case. I mean, I've gotten it a couple times now and every time I'm like, ooh, I really like it. I really like it. And then, you know, it feels like it kind of, you know, makes your skin last a little longer, or I don't even know what the, like, just, it just looks better, you know?
Yeah. Well, so we did some Botox there and they also did this laser treatment.
Clean and Brilliant? No.
Clear and Brilliant.
Clear and Brilliant. Yeah.
And I gotta say, I loved it.
Yeah.
I felt, I kind of got addicted to it. I wanted to do it all the time because I felt like my skin just like, it just like evened it out. I don't know how else to say it.
It evened it out. It was kind of, I guess it's a laser. Is that what it is? No.
Yeah, it's a laser. It's a laser.
Yeah, and it burns. It's really funny. Like, it's going to burn a little. I'm like, it burned a lot. And, you know, for like 2 days, your skin kind of felt like sandpaper. It wasn't noticeably red or anything. I think it was okay.
It was pretty mild. They have like more intense ones called like Fraxel.
Yeah. We didn't do
that because
it looked really scary.
I didn't want to deal with the recovery.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That looks too scary.
But I have to say, for me, for especially when we were doing like on camera stuff as much as we do, having a more even skin tone really helped, and I felt like that Clear and Brilliant was good for that.
Yeah.
And then the Botox, I just makes me feel like, it just makes me feel better. Like,
yeah.
It's an expense.
Yeah.
I don't know how people afford it as much as they do.
Right.
We didn't do a lot, so, no. You know, but
every time we've done it, it's been like a different price.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's been kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Other times it's been not.
But so. We found an amazing doctor in New York. His name's Dr. Ryan Turner. And we went to him. And of course, we are not dermatologists and we are not medical professionals.
No.
So, you know, we do not want to give you advice that, you know, but we decided that, you know, if we had made it, if we made a little extra money and we had a little bit to spend, like, it wouldn't be a bad thing to just splurge on a little bit of Botox.
Yeah.
Because it does make me feel more confident. It does make me feel, you know, just like, especially when I'm putting myself on tape as much as I do, I hate looking at myself on camera. And I actually feel better if I don't have to apply concealer, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes it a little bit easier.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What's coming up for you? I feel like you're silent.
No, I'm not silent. Yeah, no, stop. You're looking at me like something's on my face.
No, nothing's on your face.
Oh my God. Okay. No, I agree. I like the way it looks. It definitely makes me feel more confident. But then I also, when it goes away, I'm not terribly upset either. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. So it's just kind of like a nice little, it's almost like extra moisturizer, like really deep moisturizer.
I mean, we certainly, because of COVID, haven't like refreshed our Botox, and I feel okay.
Yeah.
But we're not like obsessed. I don't want to do filler. No. I don't want to do any of that other stuff. No. I'm allowing myself as much as I can to age gracefully.
Yeah. I think it's also easier, unfortunately, being a man that, or I don't know, it's just like the, I think if I was a woman, I'd probably feel more pressure, even though I don't know. I guess I do feel pressure, but it's not as, I guess it's just pressure for myself, really.
Would you ever do anything cosmetic, like major plastic surgery? Is there anything you'd want?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think as a kid, the only thing I ever wanted to ever change is I used to want like blue eyes. But like, no. Besides that, I think, or like when I also, when I was really young, this is really funny, but like when I was first doing ballet all the time, I like thought my butt was really big. So it'd always be like, oh, I hate my butt. But like, you know, when I was like 10, it's like, oh my God, my butt is so big. Like I never wanted to stand. I never wanted to stand where I could see a side view. I would never stand where I could see a side view.
Really?
Like, probably from the time I was 10 until I was like 22.
Wow.
I would always stand facing front or back or where I couldn't see myself at all because I was too, but that's not something that I worry about now. But what about you?
I want to get liposuction.
Really?
I've always wanted to get liposuction.
No.
I mean, mostly I think, you know, a big part of that is just body dysmorphia. Like, I think I have no real clear view of what my body looks like. But I, especially right now, I think if I'm good about working out and in a better routine, I'm not in a great routine right now. I feel better about it, but like, that's always something I was like, what if I got liposuction?
No.
Why not?
No, you don't need to get liposuction. That's ridiculous.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not, but that's so silly. You don't want, no.
I have had one cosmetic procedure. I did have a hair transplant.
Oh, right. I was like, you did? Like, what are you?
And that was painful, but I also saw it as like an investment as well. I was like, if this helps me book work, if I'm not losing my hair, and it makes me feel more confident, then it's worth the expense. Was it worth the expense now, like on reflection? I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like, I'm not sad that I did it. But I don't know that it was worth it, the amount of money that it cost. It was so expensive.
It was expensive.
But, you know, I do have a hairline because of it. I don't think I would have a hairline at all right now if I hadn't done it. And it got me through my 30s, and I've been a working actor the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
But the procedures have changed so much.
That was a long time ago now.
Yeah. That now you don't have to, it's not as invasive and you don't have to go through as much recovery.
You know, it's really funny when he first, I don't even think about it, but the first time he did it was, we were pretty like new in our relationship too. And I mean, he was really out of it afterwards and in a lot of pain. And I remember I brought him to my apartment. And I had a brand new bed. Like, I had just moved into this apartment. I had this brand new, like, really comfortable bed. And he was in so much pain. Like, he kept being like, your bed is too soft. Your bed is too soft. And I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, I totally forgot about that.
I don't think anything would have helped. It was
you
so
were like,
painful.
Yeah, it was bad.
But after about 3 days, it wasn't as bad. And then it's not, you know, it's... What do you think? Do you think it was worth it?
Yeah.
What?
No, I mean, I like it. I totally forget about it, to be honest with you. Like, just now when you're like, I got a procedure, I'm like, we did.
And, you know, you'd probably even think of it as a cosmetic procedure because it wasn't like changing anything. I didn't get a nose job.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
at the time, like, your hair wasn't like, you were just kind of like preemptively doing it.
Right.
It wasn't like you had lost it and then like it was still basically there. It was definitely thinning.
It definitely couldn't have afforded to do it if I hadn't been in a Broadway show at the time.
Yeah.
But the recovery was a lot. It took a few weeks to recover.
And the fact that was like early on in our relationship
and we're still together.
He was not very friendly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the only thing I've ever done. You've had like minor medical procedures.
Yeah, but not like...
Not cosmetic.
Not cosmetic. Just like injury things. Yeah, but you know, that's it. You know, basically lots of keels. We sleep a lot. Well, I sleep a lot. But we probably should
drink more water than we do.
Yeah, I think water is a good thing.
We drink too much coffee.
Way too much coffee, but I can't help it. I'm totally addicted and I love it. And I don't care. And I don't care. There used to be a time when I'd be like, oh, I should really try and drink less coffee. Now I just don't even care. That's not true. I mean, I definitely stop at a certain time of the day, but...
It's just pandemic. We're allowing ourselves to have that. It's better than what we used to drink.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, we hope this helps inspire you to do a little skincare for yourself. Please make sure you see a dermatologist. Yeah. Don't take our advice necessarily. Yeah. You know, listen to your doctor. I do a mole check every year with my dermatologist because I do have fair skin, Irish, Scottish heritage. And so it's important that you get those things checked out. I have had a couple suspectful things show up. Remember they had that one spot on my face. Yeah. I had to get this laser treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And when we went to Japan, yeah. Oh, my God, it was nuts.
So he decided to get the treatment to fix whatever they were worried about. And it was like kind of, what was it, a skin peel?
It was like a laser peel
Laser peel to help remove the skin that they were worried about. And he did it before he got on a flight to come see me in Japan. And then when he showed up in the hotel to see me, his face was like bright red and like the skin was like starting to come off.
It was nuts.
And he had just flown like 14 hours. Oh, I was like, God. You must be so uncomfortable. You need to go lay down.
I felt like I was in a sci-fi movie. Like my skin was peeling off.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
But man, by the end of that week, my skin looked amazing. It did look really good.
That's so funny. Yeah, but I do remember when you showed up, I was like, oh my God, you must be in so much pain. You're like, I am. Yeah. Like, oh my God. I mean, the 14-hour flight alone is painful enough, let alone adding any extra stuff to it.
Yeah. Well, we hope if you need, check out the show notes. We've got some referrals for our favorite doctors that we've been to in New York if you're looking for someone. Also, we'll have links to the products that we mentioned from Kiehl's if you're looking for some Kiehl's products. And and also some recommendations for the places that we've used in the past for clinics and doctors and stuff like that. Because skincare is, I think, super important, especially you don't have to be in this industry to have to care for your skin.
No.
It's super important that you feel good, that you look good, you take care of it.
Yeah. Isn't it the biggest organ in our body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take care of it from the inside out, not just the outside in. So I think drinking water and eating as healthy as you can also is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And we hope you'll come say hello to us on Instagram.
Yes, please say hello.
We've been making these really fun dance reels. If you don't know what reels is, that's the new Instagram feature that's basically competing with TikTok. And we've been making these dance reels, and we had one that like hit something like 500,000.
Did it? I didn't see that number. Yeah.
It's so crazy. And anyone who's wanting to grow your following on Instagram, you should be making reels because
it's
crazy the amount of followers we've gotten from that. So we're having fun dancing around, being silly.
Yeah.
I made Steven wear a sheet and do some photos as a ghost.
We did a really fun ghost photo shoot where we just like would get out of the car.
We were laughing.
It was so funny. I was laughing so hard the first time I did it. I was like, I can't believe we're doing this.
All right, now we're going to go to a segment we call Spotlight on Love. All right, so this comes from someone who wants to leave her name out. We'll just call her Kathy. And Kathy wrote to us, actually, this is a romantic, this is actually not a romantic question. This is about her child.
Yeah.
So this is about a different type of love than we've actually ever responded to. True. But that's what we've always wanted. You know, this is really about anyone, any relationship, anyone who has a question or wants to hear our completely unqualified advice. Let's just preface that. She writes, Stephen, you want to read it?
Yeah. In preparation for Halloween, I took my 7-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter to shop for costumes. My son wanted to wear Rapunzel, and I told him that I didn't want to want people to make fun of him, and now I feel guilty. I feel like I put out his light a little. I talked to him and said people can be mean, and I don't want to see him get hurt. I'm also afraid that he could wear these outfits now and then be embarrassed that he did so in the future. But I'm not sure if that is the right way to approach this. How can I protect my son and allow him to express his true self?
Wow.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like you want to respond.
I do.
Go. Go.
I think, I mean, that's really hard. But I mean, the good news is that it's 2020 and you know, people are supposed to be more understanding, right, and open. And I guess, like, the easy answer would be, like, just let him be himself. And if people are mean, like, but that's just not a good answer. I think it's a layered thing. I think...
Listen, people are always going to be mean.
Yeah.
No matter what. No whether matter you what. Wear a Rapunzel outfit or not.
Yeah.
People are going to... make fun of you and be mean if you're different, if you have different interests, if you don't just try to fit in, especially kids, and especially if you're not in, like, a progressive city.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
And people are just mean, and we see that on a political level.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
And so kids are you can't actually prevent that from happening. You can't prevent your kid from getting hurt, but I will say that by telling him that people are going to be mean, so you should repress yourself, you're actually giving him permission to be mean to himself as opposed to letting other people be mean. You can't control other people, but, like, allowing him to be fully who he is within your presence, in your home. Like, maybe you set a rule, like, you can wear them at home as much as you want, but at school you got to dress in boy clothes, right? Or however you want to say it, if it's not gender specific. You know, but I think that ultimately by making him feel repressed about his desire to wear sparkly clothes, and, like, who cares how he feels in the future? He gets to be himself.
Yeah. Now. And I guess that's also a point too, like, you don't want to, by saying that, you know, like, that people are going to be mean to you, it kind of then what that translates to personally is, like, maybe then he would start to feel bad about what he truly wants and then feel kind of ashamed about it. And I don't think that that's probably what you're going for, but just, you know, just know that he if that's what he wants to wear, it's okay. And maybe you know, there are some guidelines just to help protect him, but not in a way that makes him feel like what he's doing is bad or wrong.
Like, my concern for you, Kathy, is that your guilt is not necessarily about who your son wants to express himself as, but you're feeling like you're going to make a mistake. And
yeah.
You're not going to make a mistake by allowing him to be who he wants to be. You're not going to make a mistake. Like, this has nothing to do with his future and, like, his sexuality or who he thinks is going to be in the future. This is this moment right now. And in this moment right now, if it's going to make him feel like himself and he can express himself, then allow him to do it.
Yeah.
Because life is too short.
And it's also Halloween, too. It's not like... Yeah.
And there's plenty of amazing videos and resources online now to help people whose kids don't want to buy into gender norms. And at 7 years old, like, Who cares what those neighbors think? Let him express himself and play and do whatever he wants. Fun. It's going to be fun for him to look back and be like, my mom was really cool. Yeah. She let me be whoever the hell I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And
he's going to know that you loved him so much because of that.
So you're not doing anything wrong.
No.
You know, what the one thing I would say is just care less what other people think.
And which is so easy to say.
Easy to say. Easy to say. And know that by watching your son be joyful and expressing himself fully, you're actually doing the right thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I need to. Yeah.
People, like, and again, I just say this again. People are going to be mean.
Yeah.
Who cares what they think? Just, because that has nothing to do with your son. That has to do with their own internalized feelings about themselves, their own fear of expressing themselves, their own inability to really be authentically themselves. That has nothing to do with you or your son.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree. I don't think there's anything to feel guilty about. I think you should.
And send us a photo of him.
Let
him Rapunzel.
Yeah, let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah, that'll be so fun for him. And what a great time to get to express yourself. All right. All right, that was such a great question.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing that with us. And we hope this helps you. Again, we are not psychotherapists.
No.
You always should seek help outside of our unqualified advice. You know, but we can hopefully help you a little bit today. And for everyone listening,
remember
to love who you love
and love what you do.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.